Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Soul Silence and Sound. And I want to thank you all for joining us today. This segment's brought to you by Be Simply, and we are diving into the get it moment. So there's a little pun intended and an action suggestion there. Right now, as I mentioned in the last sharing at the full moon, is that we're seeing all these veils dropped. And if you paid attention in the past week after I loaded that broadcast, all these things are being shown if you choose to look. And you don't need to get lost in it, yet it's as important that you don't deny what's being shown. And this is part of what cognitive dissonance does, is that when this society was set up, they understood that if you believe in something, it's hard to convince you later down the road that you were lied to. And there's two reasons for this. One is that you give an aspect of your inner being when you believe in something. It's this unspoken conversation with the unexplainable. And then there's the ego. So this dance between our soul and the ego. And the ego does not like to admit that one was mistaken or wrong and followed something false. And that is what we're watching fall apart right now. And over the course of our history, there's been a systematic game laid out to see how far one could manipulate humanity. And you might say, why? Why would anyone want to do that? Well, I agree. Why? The cool part is that humanity, that makes you humane. So the things that bother you or get you upset or are atrocious, harming others, that is what separates humans, humanity, from other beings, I'll just say, in this earth plane and in the universe. And not all beings in the universe are not incapable of having compassion and humanity, but it's something that's very unique to this place that we're participating in. And so as these veils continue to drop, you literally have to open yourself up to getting it, like, oh. And then what you do with all that information as you realize, like, wow, I participated in this grand lie, and now I need to reorient myself. And so that is where you start moving yourself into action, like get it, get at it, get going. And by putting the head in the sand is not going to help, because there's too many people on the earth planet, plane, dimensional field of energy, because we're vibrating particles, that have awakened. So that observer in all of you is suddenly aware of things and you can't unsee it. And no matter how much you wish you could put those rose-colored glasses back on, you can't unsee it. And so a lot of people are going back to history and theological texts and all these things to try to justify and prove their beliefs in the present moment. However, those beliefs really need to be rooted from what is now and developing a relationship with self, with your soul, your eternal being, and moving forward. And there are checks and balances. And, you know, I'm very, when I take on a student, depending what, you know, we're going to learn and what I'm going to help teach them. And oftentimes they teach me too through the process, is I'm very strict on ethics and actually behavior in that environment. And because even if we're dealing with from Ayurveda and Chinese medicine and herbs to meditation to vision work, any aspect that I have the capacity to teach, I'm just as strict. It doesn't matter. Like, oh, we're just, it's just meditation. Well, meditation is a very serious practice. And if someone doesn't have checks and balances, they can get lost. And that's why right now, if one goes back to the past, which is already gone, and tries to justify their relationship to reality in the present moment, it will lead to some confusion. And we also have this thing that's happening where everything's being revealed, and many people have been waiting for this moment. And so this is just another, not just, but it's another wave of people awakening. And as they continue to awaken, it gets, you know, hard to watch and hard to be like, okay, what are we going to do? When did this quote unquote end? So as you realize the lies and the manipulations and all of those things, it's really important for you to decide, am I willing to step out of this and start placing effort in another direction? And understand that even from a meditative space, so much can shift. It's the act of repose. And, you know, when I used to design spaces, one of my favorite things is that action of being in repose and then using the space to welcome one to move forward, to move into the next, that transitional space. And lo and behold, in my wellness practice, it's my favorite thing carried over, is that really welcoming that transition, whether it's from birth into the physical world, whether it's from this one part of your life into the next part of your life, that transition, or if it's from death into your rebirth. And so right now, rather than try to grasp from the past, you might, you know, if you're wanting to be investigative and start to compare things to understand where they came from, because there might be some gems that you can apply to the present moment. However, you can start from this most present moment and realize that we are watching the reveal of all the lies. And then it's to say, okay, what do I want to ground in? And so for anyone listening here, in the simplicity of sitting, meaning you just sit and you be, and you become receptive in that repose to one, listen, not for words, not for your visions or unicorn rides or downloads. It's a very deep listening, beyond sound, beyond words, and beyond vision. And that listening takes you into a place which is known as the void. And when you go into that place, I always tell my students, you won't know you're there till you come out. And you'll be like, whoa. And you'll have a feeling like you just came up out of that water, you took a deep breath, and you really wish you could go back. But as soon as your ego tries to go back, you're going to have to wait maybe a little bit of time, or wait for the next moment that you meditate to see how quickly you remember how to dip in. And again, you don't want to grasp at these things. These aren't, you know, like doing 500 push-ups or, you know, hacking your system. You don't want to do that, because the soul, our eternal being, is our record keeper. The soul has the information and a wisdom keeper, which is you, that keeps you on course and going the right pace for this incarnation, for this life cycle, and will help you through these transition points from death to birth and so on. And then if inspired that you want to move totally beyond this cyclical existence, you will be guided to do so. And you will understand what that's all about. That's a deeper conversation for later, but in the premise of right now, where we're at and what is being revealed, it's really important to get grounded in what is for a human being in a physical human body with a soul that's your eternal captain of your ship that can help you sail in this physical plane and other planes. And so that's why right now we have this opportunity to really figure out what is for ourselves. And you don't have to go up into everyone's business, but on the macro level, these walls and illusions that are falling down, you do have a responsibility to take right action in this moment. Because it's kind of like, you know, people always say in kind of, I'm not going to go into detail about these kind of cases, but in atrocious crimes against another human, people say, well, everyone knew, why didn't they do something? So the people, and a friend of mine that's an attorney for this, he says he has more like anger towards these individuals that are complicit in wrongdoing against humanity or a child or an adult or an animal. And so it's really important that once you start seeing, you have a responsibility. And then from that responsibility, you have to start to choose. I would recommend, you don't have to, but I would recommend you start to choose where you can bring yourself into right action. And it might be a simple thing, like you realize X company participates in this, and so you don't purchase from them anymore. You cancel your subscription from them. It's not going to be possible to do it all at once unless you move off the grid and, you know, grow oats and tend to the land. And that's beautiful. If you can do that, fantastic. But the cool thing is if we start to migrate, this is our migration pattern from a society that was built on manipulation, lies, and harm, and start to welcome each other and support each other in right action and all that we do, this quantum field will shift. It doesn't require, you know, a lot. You'd be surprised. It doesn't require a lot. It's just requiring you to make a conscious effort to decide where you want to place your attention. And anything that's attached to these old paradigms, because maybe they're in cognitive dissonance, maybe they're not ready, it's important to trust that they are on their own spiral journey, their own soul's journey, and that they will get there when they're ready. So I wouldn't also prematurely wake people up or put them down or shame them for what they're experiencing. Listen, and you can give them seeds of information. And if they're really ready to look at that, then they will. Or that little bit of information you give them will go off in their mind later down the road when they hear someone else. And more than not, if you're close to someone and you're trying to awaken them or show them something they're not ready to see, they will get aggravated. But that little seed can give them some information down the road. So, and they'll hear it all of a sudden when a stranger says something, or they'll see it, or, you know, I remember years back, I was talking to someone about the lines in the sky, and the person was getting very upset, like, that's not, you know, that's not true. And so I was like, okay, I just left it alone because I could feel it was aggravating them. And sure enough, we were out hiking one day and there we see the lines, and I didn't say anything, just let it be. And then driving down the road with the same person and the huge billboard announcing what those lines in the sky are. So that's how it works. These little seeds start to awaken the person without you having to push. And as mentioned, as you decide where to get it, get at it, this will help you flow into this new pathway that's opening up. And so as that happens, it will be such a beautiful journey for each and every one of you that are ready and willing and want to lean into that. And it doesn't matter how awake you are or not awake you are, there's always more information to know. This really is you as a human being embodiment to wake up to this beautiful interdependent system that we were given to work with, that is so abundant, is regenerative. You're a part of that. You're regenerative. That has all these things to offer. And once everyone feels supported by that abundance, by that regeneration, and moves back into what nature mirrors to us, that generosity, and then your imagination can be free and activate, and you can move out of these limits that were put on you, these roads that you were dictated to drive down, these imposed laws that were not even legal to impose upon you by cosmic law. And then you start to have a lot more freedom. And when you have more freedom, a lot of cool things happen in that process. And then you can start to see things from all directions. And this is the other key I would explain to anyone that's like kind of shocked or is getting shocked, or maybe even people that are like, is anything ever going to happen? You need to like shift that needle, like, and nothing's going to happen. What needs to happen comes from you. We are the ones we're waiting for. And so if you start to shift the needle, if you start to redirect your attention to where you want your life to be, bit by bit, it will occur. And so in this moment, as this is happening, I want to welcome you to be like, okay, I get it, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get at it. And I'm going to actually support my brothers and sisters in this process, in the awakening process, that I can be there to listen to them. I can welcome them to soften their gaze, to really bow down to themselves. Because the disconnect that we have here is that we have separated ourselves from understanding that we have a wisdom within ourselves. Each and every one of you has a wisdom. The influence of groupthink, the influence of being fed micro bits of information and keeping generations away from reading books and reading books that are actually helpful, not ones that are curated. But really, if you think about it, this is this beautiful, expansive time where we can go beyond in a way that we haven't been able to for many, many generations. So you're beyond what your great-great-grandparents or your great-great-great-grandparents have been able to do. And we can start to rebuild a society where you can be connected to your wisdom and the earth, to heaven and earth at the same time. And within that, there will you will be revealed to yourself where you are to serve your community. And understand that every community, if everyone's serving their community, there aren't these manipulations happening or people feeling bad about themselves. People want to be useful. Humans want to be useful. So by applying your wisdom that you carry and assisting in your community, you will start to see like, wow, okay, if I help with this, and bit by bit, everything gets cared for. And then as a society, as a community, you may have a little extra that you can share with your neighboring community. You might have more that you can give to a neighboring state in this case, or a neighboring continent. It's from the inside out that we retain balance, not the outside in. And so if you're seeking right now, if you're looking for solutions for your well-being or society, and you're going outside and not taking that pause to really get deep inside and listen, you're missing out on some of the best information that you could have. So simply put, as we go into this meditation, I welcome you to come into this sit upright, and I welcome you to really pull up your spine and drop your shoulders down and let everything I shared just wash away from you. And I welcome you just to open yourself to the possibility that you have some guidance within yourself from before here, from the quantum fields that you've traveled from before here, that will help you navigate this moment. And as these veils continue to drop, that you will be able to utilize that wisdom as a roadmap for your future and to serve others. So with that being said, take a nice, gentle, deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. One more inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, welcome you just to follow your natural breathing pattern. If you get distracted, just bring your attention back to focusing on your breath and keep your eyes locked on a focal point down in front of you. Taking another deep breath in and out. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Ano ai ao Thank you.
Aneya ni om.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center, gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale and exhale. So when you're ready, just gently come up into a seated position. And I welcome you to just be still with yourself in this moment and to take a moment to see where you're aware, where your awareness, the awakening is bringing you into awareness so you can see what is real time And as you start to see what is real in the real time, meaning that it can be corroborated between the unseen and the physical realm, it's not just a fantasy and it's not an illusion in the physical realm. And as you do this, as mentioned, you will start to get it, and then you can start to get going, get it, go get it. And in that moment, you can start to serve your well-being and humanity's well-being by making change in a way that will keep you in well-being and start to rebuild a well society. So I want to thank you all for being here in this moment. I want to thank Random Rab, Dante Marino, Kadri Scott. They all have things going on. The links are below. Check it out. We're going to exit out with Kadri Scott and her new song, River. And it's about change. And I welcome you to embrace change. It's the one constant that always happens. And Mother Nature teaches us that through the seasons. And may you all be steadfast. Keep your heart open. And remember that you matter. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. Love.